Meta's petition to the Supreme Court asking it to rule that Section 230 shields addictive platform design from state tort liability is one of those legal filings that looks, on the surface, like a procedural move, but is actually a request to rewrite the foundational legal compact that made the modern internet possible. Let's spend some time on this because the stakes for every platform, every app developer, and every user are concrete.
Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, passed in 1996, gives online platforms immunity from being treated as the publisher of third-party content. That's the simplified version. The legal argument Meta is making goes further. They're contending that the design choices they made, the recommendation algorithms, the engagement optimization, the notification systems, are also protected from liability under 230, even when those design choices are alleged to have caused specific, documented harm to children.
Here's where our curriculum corner fits naturally, because the legal theory underpinning this dispute is really about what a monopoly is in the context of platform power and how antitrust and tort law interact. Let me walk through the basics for a moment. The Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890 is the foundational federal law. It prohibits contracts and combinations that restrain trade and prohibits monopolization or attempts to monopolize any part of commerce. The critical nuance, and this trips up a lot of people, is that having a large market share alone doesn't make you a monopolist under U.S. law. What the law requires is evidence that the dominant position was achieved or maintained through anti-competitive conduct, exclusionary behavior, predatory pricing, acquisition strategies designed specifically to kill competition. A company that simply builds a better product and captures 70% of a market hasn't necessarily violated the Sherman Act. The distinction matters enormously in the Meta case because plaintiffs aren't primarily arguing antitrust, they're arguing product liability. Massachusetts ruled that Meta's design choices, building a product that exploits adolescent psychology for engagement, constitute conduct that state tort law can reach, regardless of what Section 230 says. Meta is asking the Supreme Court to say that 230 preempts those state claims entirely.
The trial itself is now in its first week in Oakland federal court. The core allegation is that Instagram and Facebook were designed with features specifically known to harm adolescent mental health, and that Meta's internal research, which has been leaked in various forms over the past few years, showed they knew about the harms and continued the design anyway. That internal knowledge question is what makes this a tort case and not just a regulatory complaint. If you know your product causes harm and you ship it anyway, that's the definition of actionable negligence in most product liability frameworks.
The Section 230 question and the product liability question are actually separate. A court could rule that 230 doesn't protect design decisions, which is what the Massachusetts court effectively said, while still finding that Meta's specific design didn't meet the negligence standard, or it could go the other way. The Supreme Court petition is asking for a ruling on the 230 question specifically, trying to get a definitive answer before the Oakland trial potentially sets a precedent through jury verdict.
If the Supreme Court agrees to hear this and rules that 230 does protect platform design decisions, that essentially immunizes every social media company from state-level product liability suits forever, regardless of what internal research shows. If they rule it doesn't, or if they decline to hear the case and let the Massachusetts precedent stand, the entire industry faces the prospect of product liability exposure similar to what pharmaceutical companies, automobile manufacturers, and tobacco companies have faced. That's not a small shift in the legal landscape.
The federal arrest operation in Boston, 11 cruise ship workers charged with possessing and distributing child sexual abuse material, is a separate but contextually relevant story here, because the Meta trial is specifically about the platform role in child exploitation. Federal investigators noted that some of the communication among the arrested workers occurred on mainstream social media platforms. The Department of Justice has been increasingly aggressive on CSAM prosecutions, and the cruise ship environment, international workers, relatively low oversight, cross-jurisdictional complexity, creates enforcement challenges that the FBI has been working around specifically.
11 arrests in a single operation is significant. This appears to be the result of a coordinated multi-month investigation. The cruise industry is already dealing with regulatory pressure on several fronts. and this will accelerate calls for more rigorous background screening and device monitoring protocols for crew members who work with passengers, particularly families with children.